Even with early voting results showing a big lead for Richard Hudson, the packed crowd at the Hilton Garden Inn Ballroom waited more than 2 hours before Hudson claimed victory.
Wow. Look at this crowd. Thank you so much. I'm just so honored by the tremendous support we've gotten from the district. What a great night, huh?
He spent the first few minutes of his speech thanking God and shared the story of Nehemiah, a man from the Old Testament who helped to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
There are people out there who are suffering, just like the people in Judah were suffering in Nehemiah's time. And so it's important that we, that our leaders in this country, pray and seek guidance from the Lord. And that's what I pledge you I'm going to do, is I'm going to bring God into my decision-making.
Hudson says he will work with Democrats and President Barack Obama to pass key legislation. He says he wants to rebuild many things, but his first order of business is to tear something down, the President's Affordable Care Act.
You can count on me to fight for a smaller, more limited government, to fight to create a robust economy and get the government out of the way of our job creators. And you can trust me to work for a foreign policy where our allies can trust us and our enemies fear us, because that's not what we have right now.
But first, he's going to enjoy the evening.
Tonight, we're going to celebrate. And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and I'm going to work. Thank you all. Thank you so much.
For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Concord.
And I'm Michael Tomczyk. Kissel's supporters tried to be upbeat as the congressman walked into his campaign headquarters in a Concord shopping mall last night.
Folks, Congressman Kissel.
But by the time he got there, the race was over.
Obviously, things have not gone today the way we had hoped they would do. I said all along that the greatest thing about this job is giving thanks and congratulating people. I've called Congressman-elect Richard Hudson up and congratulated him on his good day.
You can trace the causes of Hudson's good day back to Republicans in the state legislature. As the party in charge, they got to redraw the state's voting districts after the 2010 census, and they made Kissel's 8th district much more Republican. Kissel, in fact, was one of the more conservative House Democrats. He voted against the passage of President Obama's health care law. The NRA endorsed him, he did not endorse the president, and he didn't even go to the Democratic National Convention in his home state. Kissel held the office for 4 years. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Concord.